Wise men speak because they have something to say. Fools because they have to say something. Power begins in perception. The sharpest mind does not win by chance. It wins by clarity, patience, and control. To outsmart others is not to deceive them. It is to understand them more deeply than they understand themselves. The Stoic stands apart because they see patterns where others see events, motive where others hear words, and order where others feel chaos. Intelligence, stripped of ego and guided by discipline, becomes a weapon that requires no aggression. Every advantage in life begins with awareness. Most people operate on impulse, reacting, defending, and justifying. The Stoic observes, calculates, and remains silent until movement is necessary. This calm precision terrifies the impulsive because it exposes how little control they truly have. Those who master perception master timing. Those who master timing master outcome. Nothing in the world resists the one who understands cause before effect. To outsmart anybody is to win the quiet battle of mind over motion. The disciplined person reads motive before behavior, emotion before expression, and consequence before action. They act from order, not impulse, from vision, not noise. This is the essence of the Stoic path. Unshaken by praise, unmoved by conflict, and untouched by fear. The following principles reveal how wisdom, composure, and clarity combine into the highest form of intelligence. Mastery without struggle, victory without noise. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Control emotion before it controls you. Intelligence begins with stability. The mind that cannot hold still cannot see clearly. When emotion dictates perception, judgment fractures and reason loses ground. The Stoic understood that control of the self precedes control of any situation. Composure is not passivity. It is precision. A calm mind dissects chaos faster than an agitated one reacts to it. To outsmart anyone, one must first be unshaken by anything. Emotion is energy without discipline. When a person is provoked, their clarity dissolves. They become readable, predictable, and easy to manipulate. The Stoic trains to contain this energy, to let anger burn inside glass rather than through it. Emotional restraint is the first signal of strength because it allows the intellect to act unclouded. Those who can remain composed when others lose control instantly gain leverage. Every confrontation reveals two battles, the external and the internal. The external is visible, words, reactions, outcomes. The internal is invisible, the struggle to remain centered while the world pulls in different directions. Most lose because they fight both at once. The Stoic fights only one, the inner. Once that is won, the outer follows. People governed by emotion are led by those who are not. The calm individual dictates tempo. They set the pace of dialogue, decide when silence falls, and sense when tension can be redirected. To outsmart others is to see the emotional mechanics beneath their words. Emotion exposes motive. Once motive is clear, prediction becomes possible. Control does not mean suppression. Suppression is tension disguised as strength. Control means awareness, recognizing emotion as signal, not command. Anger may alert to injustice, fear may warn of risk, but neither should rule. The Stoic uses emotion as data. They analyze its message, then decide if it merits action. When insulted, many rush to defend ego. The Stoic recognizes this as a trap. The provoker seeks reaction, not truth. By refusing to engage emotionally, the Stoic removes the game entirely. The one who remains calm is perceived as confident, even when silent. This is why restraint is power. It cannot be baited. Emotional control is built through friction. One cannot remain calm in theory. The world must press against you before you learn to hold steady. The daily inconveniences, traffic, delay, disrespect, become the field of training. Each irritation resisted strengthens the command center within. What begins as discipline becomes identity. In argument, composure disarms aggression. The calm tone disrupts the opponent's rhythm. They expect conflict and receive none. This forces them into self-reflection or overreaction. Both reveal weakness. The Stoic wins not by superior words, but by superior balance. Perception sharpens when emotion quiets. In that stillness, patterns become visible. Others see events. The Stoic sees systems, how cause leads to consequence, how impulses create cycles. By detaching from emotional noise, the mind observes the architecture of behavior. This is why wisdom and stillness are inseparable. The Stoic also recognizes emotional contagion. People absorb the moods of those around them. In heated situations, whoever maintains calm becomes the emotional anchor of the environment. Their stability influences others without effort. Leadership begins with emotional control because influence begins with example. Reaction is the enemy of reason. Each time a person reacts without thinking, they surrender agency. Each time they pause before responding, they reclaim it. The pause is not hesitation, it is calculation. Within that pause, perception matures and intention becomes deliberate. When others lose control, they reveal their triggers. To the Stoic, this is information. Emotional patterns expose fears, desires, and insecurities. Observing them provides strategic advantage without manipulation, simply by understanding human design. Outsmarting others begins with understanding why they do what they do. Self-control extends beyond anger. Joy, excitement, and pride can also blur reason when unchecked. The Stoic maintains equilibrium in both fortune and adversity. They know that overexcitement can cloud judgment as easily as rage. True intelligence remains stable across all states. To command emotion is to command perception. The mind sees through the lens it chooses. The Stoic adjusts that lens consciously, filtering reaction through principle. Whether insulted or praised, they measure every impression by reason before accepting or rejecting it. This detachment is not coldness, it is precision. When emotion surges, the Stoic returns to breath. Breathing slows the body's reaction, giving space for thought to intervene. Control begins at the physiological level. A steady breath reclaims rhythm from chaos. Through this, the Stoic converts biology into strategy. A person who cannot provoke you cannot control you. This is why emotional neutrality is misunderstood as indifference. It is, in fact, the highest form of self-respect. By not allowing another's behavior to dictate your internal state, you declare sovereignty over your own mind. In competition, composure is an unseen weapon. While others rush to prove, the Stoic remains still, analyzing. The impatient expose their plans through haste, the composed observe and adapt. The battle is often won before movement begins. The Stoic's emotional control also prevents self-deception. Passion can make one justify irrational choices. Calmness forces truth to surface. Without the fog of emotion, motives appear in plain view. This makes the Stoic not only more rational, but more honest. Those who master emotion master attention. Distraction is emotional in nature. The undisciplined mind follows every impulse. The disciplined one chooses focus. To outsmart others, you must first outfocus them. Clarity of aim grows from quietness within. In conversation, the Stoic listens more than they speak. Emotion wants to interrupt. Reason prefers to understand. The one who listens completely collects all information before acting. This is not passivity, it is preparation. Those who speak impulsively lose advantage through exposure. Patience is intelligence applied to time. To wait without irritation is a sign of control. Every hurried decision costs clarity. The Stoic slows down not to delay outcome, but to strengthen it. Waiting is strategic when it keeps reason intact. When insulted publicly, the Stoic recognizes that silence can be sharper than defense. Defense acknowledges the insult's power. Silence dissolves it. Outsmarting others often requires doing less, not more, removing emotional noise until only facts remain. The Stoic also sees the emotional economy of human interaction. People trade attention for validation. Those ruled by emotion overspend. Those ruled by reason conserve. By staying emotionally frugal, the Stoic accumulates influence through restraint. Emotional control grants foresight. Every impulsive act limits future choice. Every calm decision expands it. By keeping reaction contained, the Stoic preserves optionality, the freedom to respond when it benefits, not when provoked. The one who leads with calmness becomes predictable only in stability, never in action. This unpredictability unsettles reactive minds. They cannot anticipate someone ungoverned by emotion. This confusion creates strategic advantage. To maintain composure in uncertainty requires inner structure. The Stoic builds it through daily reflection. By examining responses after each day, they identify moments of weakness and correct them. This continuous adjustment creates enduring resilience. Intelligence without emotional control collapses under stress. Composure ensures that intellect functions even in tension. This is why Stoicism values equanimity as strength, not softness. The calm mind thinks while others panic. When others escalate, the Stoic de-escalates internally. They understand that conflict often resolves itself when denied emotional fuel. To outsmart anger, one must deprive it of attention. The quieter you become, the more disruptive your calmness becomes. Control of emotion is also control of memory. Anger distorts recollection, turning events into exaggerations. Calmness records truth accurately. The Stoic keeps mental history clean, allowing reason to act on what actually occurred, not what emotion fabricated. Emotional mastery breeds adaptability. When unshaken by outcome, the Stoic can adjust course without pride or despair. Flexibility under tension is a sign of strength. The rigid break, the calm bend without losing structure. The Stoic sees emotion as part of nature, not an enemy. It is a force to be directed, not destroyed. Like fire, it can warm or burn. The wise choose when to ignite and when to contain. Mastery lies in choice, not suppression. The power of restraint extends into all domains: business, relationships, leadership. The individual who stays calm during collective panic becomes the natural center of gravity. Others instinctively follow stability. Influence, in its purest form, is silent composure. A clear mind also perceives manipulation. Early emotional appeal is the oldest tactic of persuasion. The Stoic detects it immediately because they are not swayed by tone, urgency, or charm. They judge arguments on reason alone, which disarms deception. Each day offers a chance to practice detachment. Someone will offend, something will delay, plans will fail. Each instance is a test of command. The Stoic treats every disturbance as a rehearsal for composure. This repetition transforms control into instinct. The more emotion is mastered, the less external validation is needed. Approval loses importance when peace is internal. Outsmarting others often begins by removing their ability to define your value, Calmness sharpens intellect, while reactivity dulls it. In every exchange, those who remain composed process information faster and respond cleaner. They spend energy on strategy, not self-regulation. This efficiency compounds into authority. True emotional control is invisible. It does not announce itself. It is present in steady gaze, measured speech, consistent tone. Those who possess it radiate quiet dominance. They do not demand respect. They command it by being unshaken. Through control of emotion, the stoic becomes untouchable. Not by distance, but by depth. No insult penetrates. No praise inflates. Thought remains clear. Vision unblurred. This is the first step to outsmarting anybody. The mind ruled by reason cannot be ruled by anyone else. Chapter 2. Observe before you speak. Observation is the first act of wisdom. To see clearly is to understand without interference. Most people react before they perceive, speak before they listen, and assume before they know. The Stoic learns to reverse this order. They anchor themselves in silence, gathering truth through patience. In stillness, the mind sees what haste conceals. Speech is easy. Perception is rare. The one who observes holds advantage because they operate with full data while others reveal themselves. Every gesture, hesitation, and tone exposes a layer of intent. The Stoic pays attention to these small signals, knowing that truth often hides in subtlety. Words can deceive, but patterns do not. Observation begins with restraint. When the urge to speak arises, the Stoic pauses. This pause is not shyness, it is strategy. It allows time to see the reactions of others, to measure what has already been said, and to identify what remains unspoken. Silence creates space for understanding. In that space, clarity forms. To observe is to study nature in motion, human nature most of all. Every person reveals their structure through behavior. When calm, they show who they pretend to be. When pressured, who they are. The Stoic learns from both states. They do not rush to judgment, but let evidence accumulate naturally. Observation without ego is pure intelligence. When one watches to confirm their own opinions, they see only what fits their bias. When one watches to understand, they see everything the Stoic trains to suspend interpretation until perception is complete. This neutrality allows them to detect what emotion blinds in others. The quiet observer often holds more influence than the outspoken. While others compete for attention, the Stoic collects information. They listen not only to words but to contradictions between speech and action. This contrast exposes truth. To outsmart others, one must notice what they ignore about themselves. Silence has gravity. People fill it with confession, defense, or justification. The Stoic uses silence to draw these out. The less they say, the more others reveal. Observation becomes effortless when others rush to expose their thoughts. This is why restraint is an active form of intelligence. Observation also sharpens memory. The calm mind retains detail because it is not distracted by emotional noise. Each moment is registered cleanly, creating an internal archive of human behavior. This archive becomes a map of predictability. The Stoic sees repetitions where others see randomness. To observe effectively, one must detach from outcome. Desire distorts perception. When you want a certain result, you start filtering data to confirm it. The Stoic avoids this by valuing truth over preference. This objectivity keeps their mind sharp and their judgment reliable. Observation reveals motive. Motive drives every action, even the ones disguised as virtue. By studying what a person seeks, approval, control, comfort, admiration, the Stoic understands the architecture behind their behavior. Once motive is visible, manipulation becomes impossible. Speech closes the mind temporarily. Observation opens it. The moment you speak, attention shifts outward. When you listen, awareness turns inward and expands. The Stoic preserves this inner expansion until it is time to act. Speaking prematurely wastes understanding that silence could have deepened. Listening is not passive. It is active engagement without interference. The Stoic listens with full attention, not preparing to reply, but to comprehend. Most people listen only to respond. The Stoic listens to see. This difference creates superior awareness. Observation also trains humility. By watching others closely, one realizes how little is actually known at first glance. The world becomes less certain, more layered. This uncertainty breeds caution, which protects against arrogance. The Stoic does not assume, they confirm. Patience transforms observation from seeing into insight. Time reveals what haste conceals. The Stoic understands that truth unfolds at its own pace. By allowing events to develop, they gain the full picture instead of fragments. This patience separates the wise from the impulsive. Observation is the foundation of adaptability. When one truly sees, they can adjust before damage occurs. The Stoic identifies change in tone, shift in attitude, or subtle decline in discipline before crisis manifests. Awareness prevents failure by predicting it. In conversation, the Stoic treats words as data. They analyze rhythm, pauses, and emphasis. Each reveals a clue about confidence or insecurity. Even silence between words carries meaning. Observation turns dialogue into intelligence gathering. The art of observation requires presence. Distraction blinds perception. The Stoic practices mindfulness not as trend, but as necessity. The fully present mind notices what distracted minds overlook: the fleeting expressions, the subtle inconsistencies, the unguarded truths. Observation exposes manipulation early. When someone attempts to persuade through flattery, urgency, or guilt, the Stoic sees the pattern immediately. They do not react, they note. Awareness neutralizes influence because it converts emotion into analysis. The quiet observer often appears mysterious to others. This ambiguity creates psychological advantage. When people cannot read your intentions, they reveal theirs to fill the void. The Stoic understands this dynamic and uses it not for deceit, but for protection of clarity. Observation also refines self-knowledge. By studying others, the Stoic reflects on similar patterns within. Every observation becomes a mirror. This reflection builds self-awareness, preventing hypocrisy and grounding the intellect in authenticity. The disciplined observer never interrupts flow. They wait until others finish, ensuring no detail is lost. This patience signals respect and intelligence. It makes their eventual words carry weight, for people learn that when the Stoic speaks, it is worth hearing. Observation develops foresight. By studying human tendencies, one can predict reactions to stress, opportunity, or loss. The Stoic prepares responses in advance, reducing surprise. Foresight is not prophecy. It is pattern recognition perfected through silence. To observe is to measure proportion. The Stoic studies not only people but systems, how events connect, how decisions ripple outward. Seeing context prevents overreaction to single events. Wisdom grows in proportion, not intensity. Observation tempers emotion. The more one sees, the less they need to feel impulsively. Awareness replaces reaction. By understanding cause, anger loses its power. The Stoic remains calm because they see the mechanism behind the moment. The habit of observation strengthens discipline. It trains the mind to delay judgment, to analyze before acting. This discipline transfers to all pursuits. leadership, negotiation, relationships, where understanding precedes success. Observation is the art of invisible learning. The Stoic gathers knowledge without displaying it. Their understanding deepens quietly until it becomes influence. The one who observes all but reveals little controls the dynamic of every exchange. Stillness amplifies perception. When the body is still, the senses sharpen. The Stoic cultivates this stillness intentionally. It allows them to perceive micro signals others miss, the quick glance, the defensive gesture, the nervous breath. Awareness begins where movement ends. Observation also extends to environment. The Stoic studies setting, timing, and atmosphere. They know that context shapes behavior. By reading the environment, they can anticipate changes before they occur. To outsmart others, one must outread the room. When observing, detachment must be complete. Personal opinion clouds data. The Stoic learns to observe as if they were an outsider, collecting evidence without attachment. This impartiality preserves accuracy and prevents distortion. Observation is not voyeurism, it is comprehension. It serves purpose. The Stoic observes to act better, decide cleaner, and lead wiser. Without application, observation is vanity. True intelligence converts perception into execution. People reveal themselves when they believe no one is watching. The Stoic watches even then, not out of suspicion, but understanding that character manifests in unguarded moments. These glimpses reveal the truth beneath appearances. Observation also disciplines language. The more one listens, the more precise their speech becomes. Words follow perception. The Stoics' measured vocabulary reflects their depth of awareness. Each sentence is sharpened by what was first observed. When one speaks less, others assume thought runs deeper. This perception strengthens authority. The Stoic does not chase this image, yet benefits from it. Silence, when purposeful, becomes a form of power recognized instinctively. Observation teaches economy of action. By studying before acting, the Stoic eliminates waste of energy, emotion, and movement. Precision replaces excess. Efficiency becomes natural because each step is informed, not impulsive. To observe before speaking is to live with intention. The Stoic understands that every word either clarifies or confuses, strengthens or weakens. Observation ensures that when speech finally occurs, it serves function, not ego. Observation sharpens empathy. Seeing others clearly requires emotional intelligence, not sentimentality. The Stoic understands motives without judgment. This empathy aids navigation through complexity, allowing influence without exploitation. The power of observation compounds over time. Each interaction refines intuition. What begins as conscious analysis becomes instinctive awareness. The Stoic no longer tries to read people. They simply see to outsmart others through observation is not deception. It is mastery of perception. The Stoic wins by understanding reality faster and clearer than anyone else. When the world reacts, they have already seen where it will go. Observation before speech transforms thought into art. Every word becomes deliberate, grounded in truth rather than noise. The Stoic's intelligence is not displayed, it is felt. Their presence commands attention not by volume, but by awareness itself. Chapter 3. Think in systems, not events. The average mind reacts to moments. The disciplined mind perceives structures. The Stoic knows that every event is only a fragment of a larger mechanism. To think in systems is to see the invisible architecture beneath outcomes. It means understanding that no action stands alone and no situation is random. Everything is a result of alignment, sequence, and design. When one lives by reaction, Each incident feels new. When one thinks in systems, patterns repeat. The Stoic studies these patterns until the world becomes legible. They see how emotion leads to decision, how decision leads to habit, how habit leads to fate. Nothing surprises the mind trained to trace cause and consequence. Systemic thought grants control. By seeing how parts interact, the Stoic identifies leverage points, small actions that change entire outcomes. Reactive people attempt to control results. The Stoic controls process. They know that order maintained in one domain cascades into all others. The smallest discipline corrects the largest imbalance. Thinking in systems requires detachment from noise. Most people live in constant interruption, chasing every stimulus. The Stoic withdraws attention from events that lack structure. They invest focus only where cause and effect can be measured. This selective awareness filters chaos into coherence. To the Stoic, every behavior operates within a feedback loop. Thought influences action. Action reinforces thought. Awareness of this loop allows intervention. When anger arises, the Stoic examines the loop that feeds it. Expectation, interpretation, reaction. By adjusting one element, they alter the entire emotional cycle. Control of systems begins with control of inputs. Systems exist internally and externally. The internal system governs thoughts, habits, and priorities. The external system governs relationships, economy, and circumstance. The Stoic navigates both by applying the same principle. Identify structure, predict outcome, intervene intelligently. In relationships, the Stoic recognizes recurring dynamics. Every interaction follows a pattern of expectation and response. By observing this rhythm, they can adjust behavior to maintain stability. Emotional intelligence becomes systemic awareness applied to human nature. Thinking in systems transforms failure into feedback. The undisciplined person calls setbacks misfortune. The Stoic calls them data. Each error reveals a flaw in the system, a missing variable, a broken link, or a misjudged cause. By correcting the structure, they prevent repetition. Wisdom is simply error organized into principle. Events are transient, systems endure. The Stoic builds structures that sustain action beyond motivation. Routine, schedule, and philosophy form an ecosystem of behavior that protects against drift. This permanence is strength made mechanical. When the mind tires, the system carries it. Systemic thought also protects against emotional overreaction. When insulted, the Stoic sees a chain of causes: ego, misunderstanding, projection. By recognizing the mechanics behind conflict, they avoid escalation. They treat emotion as a malfunction in the psychological system to be diagnosed, not dramatized. To think systemically is to prioritize connection over isolation. Every decision influences others indirectly. The Stoic calculates this ripple before acting. By accounting for secondary effects, they act with foresight. This is why their choices appear wiser. They are not reacting to the present, but managing the system that creates the future. In leadership, systems thinking prevents crisis. A leader guided by events constantly shifts direction. One guided by systems maintains stability through foresight. The Stoic leader observes trends in behavior and morale long before outcomes appear. Their decisions seem calm under pressure because they were anticipated long before the event. Every emotion, habit, and reaction operates like machinery. The Stoic engineers this machinery consciously. They replace chaotic wiring with deliberate design. Reflection each evening is maintenance of the internal system, removing debris of confusion, tightening the bolts of principle, restoring alignment. The external world is full of hidden systems, markets, hierarchies, incentives. Those who see only events are ruled by them. Those who see the system behind them navigate freely. The Stoic studies not just what happens, but why it must happen. They understand the logic of outcomes because they have studied the mechanism of cause. In conversation, system thinking reveals motive faster than analysis. Each statement is not isolated, it is part of a behavioral circuit. Repetition exposes belief. The Stoic listens for structure, how tone, timing, and phrasing interconnect. Through this lens, people become predictable not by personality, but by design. The Stoic mind functions like a strategist's map. It sees multiple layers, immediate moves, long-term consequences, environmental shifts. Thinking in systems transforms perception into intelligence. It converts time from an enemy into an ally because each moment feeds understanding of the whole. Systemic awareness strengthens discipline. When the Stoic skips discipline, they see the downstream consequences instantly. The link between missed action and future decline is vivid. This foresight keeps behavior aligned without external pressure. They obey systems, not moods. To live by system is to free oneself from chance. The Stoic reduces dependence on luck by designing processes that make success probable. They do not gamble on moments. They invest in mechanisms. Reliability replaces excitement as the measure of progress. A Stoic's composure under chaos comes from this structural vision. They do not see a storm, they see weather patterns. Knowing that turbulence follows laws, they remain calm within it. This perception dissolves fear because it replaces randomness with comprehension. Thinking in systems expands empathy. When others err, the Stoic does not condemn. They analyze. They see that ignorance, pressure, or misaligned incentives produced the action. This detachment allows fairness without weakness. Judgment becomes understanding applied with reason. Systemic thinking prevents burnout. Instead of fighting symptoms, the Stoic treats causes. Fatigue may signal imbalance in rest, purpose, or focus. By restoring these inputs, energy returns naturally. The Stoic treats the mind as a living network, not an isolated will. Systems thinking creates patience. Knowing that growth follows sequence, the Stoic does not demand instant results. They trust structure over emotion. Progress becomes predictable because it is process-based, not dependent on temporary motivation. Even nature operates systemically. Seasons follow order, life cycles repeat. The Stoic aligns personal discipline with these natural systems, rising early, working in rhythm, resting with intention. Harmony replaces struggle when behavior reflects universal structure. The disciplined mind always looks for recurring feedback. Success leaves patterns, failure leaves instructions. The Stoic gathers both. Through this accumulation, wisdom compounds. They understand that nothing is wasted when viewed through the lens of system. To outsmart others, one must understand their systems of thought. Every person operates by unseen rules, values, fears, routines. The Stoic studies these frameworks, identifying predictable sequences. They interact through understanding, not assumption. The one who sees systems can act with precision where others act with emotion. Their timing appears intuitive, but it is built on structural recognition. They move before outcomes because they know how outcomes are produced. The Stoic treats planning as system design. Goals are nodes, habits are links. When the system functions, results occur automatically. This turns discipline into automation. Effort becomes consistent because the structure supports it. Systems also protect integrity. The Stoic constructs moral frameworks as self-regulating systems. Principles guide choice, even when emotion fluctuates. Integrity is not occasional virtue, it is structural reliability. The clarity of systemic thought erases confusion. When every outcome has a structure, chaos becomes solvable. The Stoic does not waste energy blaming circumstances. They trace failures back to design flaws and rebuild. Systemic awareness improves decision-making. Each choice is evaluated not for immediate comfort, but for systemic impact. The Stoic asks, how will this affect the pattern? This question ensures consistency between action and vision. Systems create independence. The disciplined person no longer relies on temporary motivation or external validation. Their process carries them forward. They know that strong systems make strong individuals. To maintain systems, the Stoic reviews them daily. Reflection is inspection. They examine how routines performed, which inputs failed, what variables shifted. This habit of monitoring transforms order from temporary to permanent. The greatest advantage of thinking in systems is foresight. By seeing sequences early, the Stoic prevents crisis before it emerges. They make fewer mistakes, not through luck, but through structured anticipation. Events will always occur, but the Stoic treats them as data points within a living structure. Each experience feeds refinement. The system evolves, the mind adapts, wisdom compounds. Life becomes less a series of shocks and more a continuous study of order. To think in systems is to rise above reaction. It is to live with strategic serenity, understanding that mastery comes not from control of events, but from control of structure. The Stoic who builds systems builds inevitability, calm, consistent and enduring intelligence that cannot be outmaneuvered. Chapter 4. Control the frame, not the facts. Reality bends to perception. The Stoic understands that control of the frame is control of experience. Facts remain neutral until interpreted. Meaning gives them direction. Most people battle over facts, trying to win arguments with information. The Stoic wins before the argument begins, by defining the frame through which those facts are seen. Framing determines context, and context determines power. In conversation, negotiation, or conflict, the one who sets the frame controls interpretation. If you define what matters, you decide what is true. The Stoic does not manipulate truth. They clarify it by choosing vantage points that align with reason, not emotion. Every situation presents multiple angles of observation. The undisciplined mind fixates on one and becomes trapped. The Stoic steps back, viewing the entire structure. This elevation changes the emotional weight of experience. What once appeared as failure becomes data. What seemed offense becomes information. Frame is not illusion, it is selection. Control of the frame begins internally. The Stoic masters self-perception first. How one frames discomfort defines resilience. How one frames loss defines wisdom. Pain viewed as injustice weakens. Pain framed as instruction strengthens. By choosing the mental frame deliberately, the Stoic transforms every circumstance into material for growth. External frame control is a natural extension of inner stability. People accept the frame of those who appear composed. When calmness meets chaos, others unconsciously align with calm. This is why emotional control precedes influence. The Stoic who governs inner perception silently governs external interpretation. In discourse, facts are neutral elements, but the frame dictates their meaning. The same event can be framed as obstacle or opportunity, defeat or discipline. The Stoic consistently chooses the frame that sustains clarity and movement. They understand that perception is not deceit. It is the lens through which the mind organizes truth. Control of frame neutralizes manipulation. Many attempt to control others by distorting focus, highlighting fear, urgency, or guilt. The Stoic dismantles these tactics by reframing them as signals of weakness. When someone attempts to rush decision, the Stoic sees desperation. When someone flatters, they see strategy. Awareness restores balance. Framing is the art of defining reality before others can. It is the difference between defense and direction. The Stoic rarely argues facts because arguments accept another's frame. They redirect the conversation toward principle, context, and proportion. The moment they define what the discussion means, they lead it. Internal framing is the foundation of emotional immunity. When insulted, the Stoic reframes insult as reflection of the speaker, not a measure of self. When circumstances turn harsh, they reframe difficulty as resistance training for character. This perspective removes injury without denial. Frame becomes armor. Every person lives within mental frames, belief systems, narratives, interpretations. Most inherit them unconsciously. The Stoic reconstructs theirs intentionally. They dismantle assumptions, test conclusions, and rebuild logic upon verified principles. This reconstruction grants autonomy of thought. To control the frame is to master interpretation. It allows the Stoic to remain steady while others swing between extremes. Events remain the same, only the assigned meaning changes. Through deliberate framing, chaos becomes structured data, not personal offense. Observation and framing work together. Observation gathers facts. Framing assigns position without observation. Framing becomes bias. Without framing, observation becomes paralysis. The Stoic balances both, seeing fully, interpreting consciously. Power shifts toward whoever defines tone. In crisis, the Stoic establishes calm as default. In conflict, they establish reason as priority. People adapt to these emotional boundaries. The one who sets tone directs the emotional current of the environment. Frame control also extends to time. The impatient live inside immediate frames, judging moments as permanent. The Stoic uses a longer frame, viewing years where others see minutes. This temporal reframing transforms urgency into patience, panic into plan. Scale alters significance. In leadership, framing directs morale. A team led by emotion sees challenge as failure. A team led by a Stoic frame sees it as training. The leader's interpretation becomes the collective mindset. This is why emotional command in leaders multiplies power. It stabilizes perception. Control of frame prevents victimhood. The Stoic refuses to assign blame where structure explains more accurately. They frame outcomes as the natural result of process, not persecution. This detachment does not excuse weakness. It eliminates confusion. Frame also determines communication. A message framed as demand provokes resistance. Framed as principle invites respect. The Stoic chooses phrasing that aligns with clarity, not ego. Influence grows through composure, not volume. Every environment carries an implicit frame: workplace, family, society. The Stoic studies these frames without merging with them. They adapt externally while remaining internally sovereign. This separation allows full participation without psychological captivity. Frame awareness prevents misinterpretation. Many conflicts arise not from difference in fact, but difference in frame. The Stoic learns to ask, under what frame does this person see reality? Understanding that lens reveals both cause and solution. Reframing is also the cure for overthinking. When the mind loops on error, the Stoic widens the frame. They step back until the pattern becomes visible. Perspective dissolves fixation. What once felt catastrophic reduces to scale. Frame control does not deny emotion. It defines its boundary. Anger within a Stoic frame becomes energy for correction. Fear becomes signal for preparation. Emotion remains servant, not master. Framing converts feeling into function. To outsmart others, one must learn the psychology of frames. People defend positions not because of logic, but because of identity attached to them. The Stoic engages beyond surface argument, shifting frame from ego to reason. Once the discussion moves from self-protection to truth, progress becomes possible. In persuasion, framing outperforms force. The Stoic does not coerce, they redefine. Instead of proving, they reposition. They show how an idea fits a broader truth. People follow willingly when their frame expands instead of breaks. Frame also dictates energy. When fatigue appears, the Stoic reframes it as evidence of progress. This mental shift restores endurance. The body follows the mind's interpretation. Thought determines stamina. To control the frame of one's inner world is to remain unbroken. The Stoic decides the story events belong to. Without this choice, others decide for them. Framing is authorship, writing meaning over experience. External frame mastery requires subtlety. To impose a frame is aggression. To embody it is influence. The Stoic's consistency establishes the dominant narrative without overt effort. Their calm becomes the lens others unconsciously adopt. Framing also shapes perception of power. Those who appear unaffected by outcomes seem stronger. The Stoic amplifies this by maintaining neutrality. Indifference to praise or blame projects authority because it demonstrates internal framing detached from external validation. Every debate, negotiation, and social exchange is a contest of frames. Facts are shared, interpretations differ. The Stoic refrains from fighting for approval and instead defines perspective. By focusing on structure over detail, they lead minds toward clarity. Control of frame is control of attention. Attention determines energy, and energy determines result. The Stoic directs focus toward what can be influenced and away from distraction. This allocation of awareness is tactical framing in motion. Frame stability creates predictability under stress. The Stoic's mind does not shift meaning with emotion. Consistency in interpretation builds trust internally and externally. Reliability becomes power because it removes volatility. In adversity, the Stoic expands frame to include time, principle, and proportion. They see how present hardship fits into long-term structure. This expansion dissolves despair. The event remains, but its emotional weight shrinks. Frame mastery also strengthens ethical clarity. By viewing choices through principle, not convenience, the Stoic maintains moral alignment. This prevents the drift that emotion and desire create. Integrity depends on framing value above impulse. Those who control the frame shape the future history, remembers ideas framed effectively, not merely spoken loudly. The Stoic communicates with this precision, defining ideas in ways that outlive debate. Control of frame also preserves inner peace. The Stoic does not need circumstances to change. They change the angle of vision. Peace born from framing is permanent, because it relies on perception, not outcome. In silence, frame control matures. The less one speaks, the more they can adjust the lens internally. Speech often solidifies premature interpretation. The Stoic uses silence to refine perspective until truth becomes simple. Frame creates hierarchy of thought. Some see only detail, others see connection. The Stoic lives at the level of principle where facts find order. This higher frame governs all lower frames, granting mastery through comprehension. To outsmart others, one must master framing as the interface between mind and world. Control of perception is control of outcome. The Stoic remains unshaken because they choose meaning consciously. In this choice lies power, the quiet kind that shapes reality without noise. Chapter 5. Use silence as a weapon. Silence is not absence, it is containment. The Stoic treats silence as a reservoir of power, an instrument sharper than speech. In a world addicted to noise, silence signals strength. The disciplined mind knows that the less said, the more perceived. Control begins where words end. The undisciplined person speaks to relieve discomfort. The Stoic withholds to maintain command. Every pause, every refusal to react, reinforces authority. When others fill space with words, the Stoic observes patterns forming. Silence exposes truth faster than confrontation. Silence is restraint converted into influence. It unsettles those dependent on validation. It forces others to reveal intention, insecurity, or guilt. The Stoic uses silence not to manipulate, but to let nature disclose itself. When the world grows loud, those who remain quiet become the most audible. Internal silence is mastery of noise within. The Stoic does not allow thought to fragment under distraction. They practice inner quiet, the stillness between impulses. This silence creates precision. Each decision emerges from clarity, not compulsion. External silence governs perception. The Stoic's composure during conversation projects control. People equate silence with confidence, mistaking it for certainty. It is neither. It is concentration. The Stoic listens fully, watching tone, timing, and emotion, gathering more data than any speech could provide to remain silent, requires strength. Speech releases tension. Silence transforms it. The Stoic endures this pressure deliberately, converting restlessness into awareness. The ability to withhold becomes a measure of command over self. Silence can lead or conclude. In leadership, it amplifies presence. When a leader pauses before speaking, attention crystallizes. Anticipation becomes respect. The Stoic understands that timing creates weight. Every word framed by silence gains gravity. Conflict reveals the true use of silence. Arguments feed on response. Silence starves them. When insulted, the Stoic withholds engagement. The aggressor grows uncertain, their energy reflected back upon themselves. The confrontation dissolves not through defeat, but through lack of fuel. Silence transforms perception of emotion. To stay quiet when provoked is to signal control of impulse. Others see calm where chaos could be. This composure disorients those expecting reaction. In that stillness, the Stoic directs rhythm without motion. The disciplined use of silence refines thought. Speaking constantly scatters insight. The Stoic guards speech like currency, spent only where it multiplies value. The economy of words reveals mental discipline. Each sentence spoken emerges clean, precise, purposeful. Silence deepens observation. Without need to respond, awareness expands. The Stoic sees micro-expressions, body shifts, hesitations, truth living between sentences. Observation replaces reaction. Influence grows quietly, built on understanding rather than assertion. Silence in negotiation is leverage. After stating position, the Stoic waits. The pause pressures the untrained. They interpret quiet as disapproval and rush to fill it with concessions. The Stoic's patience wins without aggression. The one who endures silence longest controls direction. Internal silence strengthens resilience. Noise feeds anxiety. Stillness restores focus. The Stoic retreats inward to maintain order, withdrawing from chatter to rebuild clarity. Solitude becomes not isolation, but calibration. From silence, thought returns aligned, Speech without reflection wastes force. The Stoic pauses before every statement, ensuring precision of meaning. They do not speak to impress, but to define truth. This patience turns communication into command. When they finally speak, silence amplifies every word. Silence protects intent. By not revealing plans prematurely, the Stoic preserves strategic advantage. The more others speak, the more they disclose. The more the Stoic listens, the more they learn. Secrecy wrapped in calmness creates an aura of depth that draws respect and caution. Silence is discipline expressed through restraint. It demands awareness of timing and proportion. Knowing when not to speak is as vital as knowing what to say. The Stoic's silence does not hide ignorance. It conceals wisdom until it matters. To practice silence is to practice dominance over reaction. When confronted with provocation, the Stoic's quietness absorbs impact. The lack of response forces aggressors into discomfort. Their energy rebounds. Silence wins by reflection, not opposition. The Stoic understands that silence is communication. It speaks of self-control, of focus, of strength that does not require validation. In conversation, it draws others closer. In conflict, it creates distance. It functions both as shield and signal. Silence guards energy. Each unnecessary explanation drains force. The Stoic expends words only when consequence demands. This economy builds endurance. They conserve focus for action, not justification. In observation of nature, silence aligns the mind with rhythm. The Stoic listens to stillness to understand continuity. Noise belongs to the impulsive world. Silence belongs to the enduring one. Through quiet contemplation, perception merges with structure. Silence enhances emotional control. In anger, the Stoic remains mute until clarity returns. Words spoken in emotion become traps. Words spoken in calmness become laws. The interval between feeling and expression is mastery in practice. In relationships, silence reveals character. The one who cannot tolerate it seeks distraction. The one who can dwell within it finds truth. The Stoic values the quiet spaces between people more than the noise that fills them. Silence creates presence. In a room full of talkers, the quiet individual commands attention unconsciously. People sense authority where composure persists. The Stoic uses this law of perception without display. Their restraint becomes magnetism. Silence prevents regret. Once spoken, words cannot return. The Stoic delays until certainty forms. Their silence becomes filter, allowing only necessary expression. This patience eliminates error and builds reputation for thoughtfulness. Internal silence clarifies emotion. Instead of reacting, the Stoic sits with feeling until it reveals its root. Anger becomes instruction. Fear becomes signal. Desire becomes direction. Silence dissects what reaction distorts. To weaponize silence is to discipline timing. The Stoic deploys quiet intentionally to reset tension, to command attention, to shift emotional balance. Silence is not passive, it is calibrated. Each pause serves function. Silence also strengthens adaptability. The mind trained in quiet can enter any environment without disturbance. Noise loses power, distraction dissolves. The Stoic remains centered, carrying stillness into chaos. The fewer words spoken, the stronger each becomes. The Stoic knows that power dilutes through repetition. They avoid commentary and focus on declaration. Brevity converts speech into action. Silence refines listening. To hear fully, one must first stop forming replies. The Stoic listens not to respond, but to comprehend essence. From this depth, understanding grows symmetrical, complete, and objective. Silence under pressure reveals authenticity. Anyone can speak calmly in peace. Only the disciplined remain quiet in fire. The Stoic does not perform calm. They embody it. Their silence reflects internal order, unshaken by intensity. In leadership, silence commands trust. The leader who listens creates confidence. Words become rare and significant. Their scarcity implies weight. People follow calmness more than rhetoric. Silence also protects dignity. Arguments and gossip require participation. The Stoic's refusal to engage ends conflict instantly. They walk away from noise without loss, leaving the undisciplined exposed by their own volume. To practice silence is to reclaim control of attention. The modern world scatters awareness through endless speech and stimulation. The Stoic withdraws into quiet to reset perception. Focus becomes purified through abstinence from noise. Silence converts observation into foresight. By watching long enough, patterns reveal themselves. The Stoic identifies outcomes before others anticipate them. This predictive clarity originates in patience. Silence is both shield and mirror. It protects from external intrusion and reflects inner truth. The Stoic uses both functions simultaneously, guarding mind from distortion while examining thought for precision. Those who fear silence fear confrontation with themselves. The Stoic welcomes it, knowing that solitude without distraction exposes weaknesses to be refined. Self-knowledge grows where noise ends. In conversation, silence manipulates tempo. The Stoic can slow dialogue to regain control or quicken it by withholding response. Control of rhythm dictates control of outcome. True intelligence requires silence. It provides the space for reason to form before emotion acts. The Stoic makes silence habitual until thought precedes word naturally. To use silence as a weapon is not to harm, but to govern. It establishes order amid chaos, strength amid provocation, and peace amid confusion. The Stoic stands in quiet certainty, while others exhaust themselves in noise. From that stillness, all clarity flows. Chapter 6. Predict human behavior. Through motive, not words. The Stoic understands that every human action originates from motive. Words may disguise, emotions may fluctuate, but motive remains constant beneath the surface. To read motive is to see through the illusions of personality and rhetoric. This perception grants foresight, allowing the disciplined mind to predict behavior before it manifests. Motive is the architecture of intent. It precedes speech and action alike. When the Stoic observes others, they do not fixate on expression, but on the underlying need that expression serves. Every behavior seeks fulfillment of fear, pride, desire, or purpose. The one who identifies that source gains clear vision of what will come next. Understanding motive begins with silence. The mind must be still enough to perceive pattern without distortion. The Stoic listens beneath language, studying tone, posture, rhythm, and decision sequence. They learn that most words are signals of motive rather than reflections of truth. Meaning lies in direction, not in diction. Motive divides humanity more accurately than ideology or culture. Two people may hold opposing beliefs but share the same motive: to be seen, to belong, to control, to be free. Recognizing this shared architecture eliminates surprise. The Stoic interacts not with labels but with drives. To predict action, one must see need. Every decision resolves an internal imbalance. The Stoic identifies which need governs the moment. Is it recognition, safety, validation, or control? Once defined, the likely behavior unfolds with mathematical certainty. People repeat the actions that satisfy their dominant motives. Motive also governs deception. Lies reveal more about desire than truth does. When someone distorts reality, the Stoic asks, what are they protecting or pursuing? Falsehood exposes motive through its direction of distortion. Understanding this dynamic makes deceit transparent. The Stoic does not judge motives, they study them. Judgment blinds perception, observation refines it. Each motive has context, shaped by history and fear. To understand motive is to understand humanity in its entirety. Compassion grows naturally from clarity. Prediction requires detachment. The Stoic must see without projection. Personal bias contaminates observation. They cultivate neutrality, allowing facts to speak without interference. This discipline turns perception into science. The world becomes readable through the language of cause and purpose. The disciplined observer recognizes that motive rarely hides. It expresses itself through priority. What a person invests attention and energy in reveals the architecture of their will. The Stoic watches where people return after distraction. That return is motive exposed. Motive is also cyclical. It repeats in new forms until understood. The Stoic studies recurrence as evidence of pattern. When the same choices emerge in different circumstances, the underlying motive remains unresolved. This recognition allows anticipation of future behavior before even the actor becomes aware. To know oneself, one must identify personal motive. The Stoic turns analysis inward first. What drives decision, restraint, or reaction? By mapping their own motives, they prevent manipulation. Self-knowledge shields from exploitation, for others cannot play games you have already studied within. Motive directs attention. Where focus goes, identity follows. The Stoic reclaims their motive by aligning it with principle rather than emotion. When purpose leads, distraction loses power. This realignment produces consistency, the hallmark of mastery. Reading others through motive transforms social complexity into structure. The Stoic recognizes ambition masked as virtue, insecurity hidden in confidence, and fear disguised as anger. Each mask points to motive. The mind trained to see beneath form navigates easily among illusions. Words serve emotion, actions serve motive. The Stoic compares the two for alignment. When speech and behavior diverge, motive is revealed. Consistency signals integrity, contradiction signals agenda. This observation removes confusion in relationships and leadership alike. To predict is not to control. The Stoic seeks understanding, not manipulation. Foresight grants peace by removing surprise. When outcomes can be anticipated, emotion remains stable. Calmness replaces reaction because nothing arrives unexpected. Motive explains conflict. Disputes appear about ideas but originate in unmet needs. The Stoic diffuses tension by addressing motive rather than argument. Understanding dissolves hostility more effectively than persuasion. One cannot argue with recognition. Motive also governs timing. Each decision occurs when internal pressure surpasses resistance. The Stoic calculates this ratio instinctively. By sensing buildup of motive, they know when change will occur. This foresight appears prophetic, but arises from disciplined observation. People reveal motives through their use of time. What they neglect indicates what they do not value. What they protect reveals what they fear to lose. The Stoic reads these patterns as one reads the logic of systems. Prediction follows naturally from structure. To read motive requires patience. Sudden conclusions corrupt analysis. The Stoic observes across time, allowing behavior to confirm hypothesis. Truth appears not in moments, but in repetitions. Every pattern verified becomes an anchor for future foresight. Motive does not disappear. It evolves. When one desire fades, another inherits its form. The Stoic watches transitions carefully, knowing that suppressed motives resurface disguised as new ambitions. Understanding transformation prevents deception by reappearance. Internal motive shapes emotion. Anger, jealousy, and pride are not isolated feelings. They are consequences of deeper motive misalignment. The Stoic identifies cause rather than symptom, correcting thought where it begins. This precision stabilizes the entire emotional system. The wise do not assume complexity where simplicity suffices. Most motives reduce to protection or pursuit, to avoid pain or to gain value. The Stoic filters noise through this duality. Every intricate action becomes traceable when simplified to its purpose. In conversation, motive hides behind expression. The Stoic listens for pattern rather than phrase. Repetition of certain topics reveals fixation. Avoidance reveals fear. Excessive emphasis reveals insecurity. Every linguistic rhythm is psychological rhythm made audible. To see motive clearly, one must detach from preference. The Stoic does not hope for certain outcomes. They examine what exists. Hope can distort perception as powerfully as fear. Neutral observation ensures accuracy, transforming intuition into disciplined insight. Motive predicts loyalty. Those driven by gain stay until a better offer. Those driven by belonging stay until betrayal. Those driven by purpose stay indefinitely. The Stoic evaluates alliances through motive rather than promise. This discernment protects integrity from misplaced trust. Motive also reveals weakness. What a person cannot resist defines their vulnerability. The Stoic does not exploit it. They simply remain aware. Prediction becomes protection. Knowing where fragility lives allows gentleness or distance, as wisdom requires. Understanding motive creates composure under manipulation. Flattery, urgency, or anger lose effect when their purpose is visible. The Stoic sees intention behind tactic and stays unmoved. Awareness becomes immunity. To influence others ethically, the Stoic aligns with their motives. They speak in harmony with what others value most, guiding without coercion. This resonance replaces force with understanding. The highest persuasion is congruence. Motive also determines the limits of reasoning. Logic cannot penetrate where motive denies truth. The Stoic accepts this constraint without frustration. They conserve energy by identifying where conversation cannot evolve due to motive's resistance. Self-discipline depends on motive purification. When the Stoic aligns motive with virtue rather than vanity, stability follows. Actions cease to conflict because their origin is unified. Motive cleansed of contradiction becomes peace in motion. The study of motive transforms judgment into insight. Instead of labeling others as good or bad, the Stoic reads sequence and cause. They see error as misdirected intention, not evil. This shift replaces condemnation with clarity and opens path to solution. In leadership, motive recognition is navigation. The Stoic anticipates morale, resistance, and ambition by seeing the motive networks beneath structure. They position resources accordingly, reducing conflict before it arises. Leadership becomes orchestration rather than command. Motive determines endurance. Those driven by external reward fade when reward withdraws. Those driven by inner alignment persist indefinitely. The Stoic cultivates intrinsic motive, ensuring constancy independent of circumstance. Prediction through motive refines patience. The Stoic waits for cause to mature before responding. They understand that premature action disrupts process. By aligning with timing of motive, they achieve precision impossible through impulse. To master motive is to master interaction. Every conversation, negotiation, and alliance becomes transparent. The Stoic navigates without deception because they already perceive direction. Foresight replaces reaction. Comprehension replaces surprise. The quiet power of motive analysis lies in anticipation without interference. The Stoic reads, understands, and acts when alignment serves reason. They neither fear nor force behavior, they observe its law. In that observation, mastery of prediction becomes mastery of peace. As understanding deepens, perception sharpens into foresight. The Stoic no longer wonders what people will do. They see it unfold naturally. Words become irrelevant when motive is visible. To predict behavior through motive is to live one step ahead of chaos, calm, perceptive, and sovereign within every exchange. Chapter 7. Detach from outcome to maintain power. Detachment is the summit of discipline. To remain unmoved by results is to rule both success and failure. The Stoic understands that outcome belongs to fate, but control belongs to will. As Epictetus taught, make the best use of what is in your power and take the rest as it happens. In this balance lies freedom. Attachment breeds weakness. When identity depends on outcome, peace becomes conditional. The Stoic reverses this dependence by grounding worth in effort and principle. They act with full intensity, yet remain untouched by fortune's response. This separation between intention and result forms the foundation of unbreakable calm. Detachment is not indifference. It is engagement without enslavement. The Stoic participates in every endeavor completely, but without expectation of reward. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Do not expect the world to be kind, but act with kindness regardless." The outcome does not define the act defines the person. Outcome obsession corrupts focus. The mind, divided between doing and desiring, cannot perform either well. The Stoic eliminates this division by replacing desire for result with devotion to process. They find satisfaction in precision, not applause. The reward lies in control of conduct, not in external confirmation. To detach is to understand sequence. Outcome follows cause, but not always immediately or visibly. The Stoic trusts the order of reason over the impatience of emotion. They know that control of preparation outweighs control of result. No great thing is created suddenly, said Epictetus. The wise respect this rhythm. Attachment amplifies suffering. When results disappoint, the attached mind collapses. The Stoic endures without collapse because their peace does not rest on fluctuation. They view gain and loss through the same lens, temporary and instructive. Their constancy becomes their power. Detachment sharpens action. Without emotional distortion, the Stoic acts cleanly. They see situations as they are, not as they wish them to be. This clarity allows adaptation. The mind freed from outcome evaluates reality, not fantasy. It adjusts without fear, pivots without hesitation. Attachment disguises itself as ambition. Many pursue goals not for excellence but for recognition. The Stoic distinguishes between pursuit and possession. They seek mastery, not validation. When external reward arrives, it is received calmly. When it does not, nothing is lost. Detachment is humility before cause and effect. It acknowledges that effort influences, but never guarantees result. The Stoic exerts total control over what can be governed: thought, discipline, conduct, and releases the rest to providence. This surrender is strength, not submission. To detach is to align with nature's law. Marcus Aurelius advised, adapt yourself to the things among which your lot has been cast. The Stoic does not fight the flow of events, they move within it, guiding where they can, accepting where they cannot. Such acceptance produces peace, deeper than victory. When one detaches, pressure disappears, expectation turns into preparation, anxiety transforms into readiness. The Stoic acts with calm intensity, aware that mastery is internal. Their focus no longer fractures under uncertainty. Detachment also transforms disappointment into data. The Stoic does not resent failure, they study it. Emotion subsides, clarity returns, pattern emerges. From each result, good or bad, they extract instruction. Every outcome becomes nourishment for wisdom. To live attached is to live reactive. To live detached is to live deliberate. The Stoic chooses deliberation, shaping response through principle, not emotion. If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it, Marcus Aurelius wrote. Simplicity of action preserves integrity through detachment. Detachment from praise and blame equalizes emotion. Both are external judgments, neither under control. The Stoic regards approval and criticism as weather, passing, variable, irrelevant to virtue. What matters is alignment with inner reason. Calm replaces vanity. Detachment does not erase desire, it purifies it. The Stoic still aims high, but desire serves purpose, not ego. Goals become expressions of virtue rather than instruments of pride. Thus, ambition remains disciplined and sustainable. In leadership, detachment ensures stability. Leaders bound to outcome panic under loss or grow arrogant under success. The Stoic leader remains centered, valuing consistency above volatility. Their calmness radiates trust, anchoring those who follow. The discipline of detachment protects against manipulation. When one needs nothing from others, persuasion loses leverage. The Stoic acts freely because their fulfillment depends on principle, not approval. Freedom begins where dependency ends. To detach from outcome is to measure success by process. The Stoic asks not, "Did I win?" but "Did I act rightly?" This shift transforms competition into cultivation. Progress becomes inevitable because attention stays on what can be controlled. Attachment to result blinds perception. Desire distorts analysis, producing false optimism or needless despair. Detachment restores sight. The Stoic views situations objectively, drawing strength from what is, not from what is hoped. Detachment cultivates endurance. When setbacks strike, the Stoic remains unbroken, knowing that outcomes test commitment. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way, wrote Marcus Aurelius. Detachment converts obstacles into instruments. To detach is to practice patience. The Stoic allows time to reveal proportion. Urgency dissolves under perspective. They know that progress measured by moments deceives. Only through distance does growth appear. Detachment keeps judgment aligned with truth. Outcome obsession enslaves attention. The Stoic guards attention as sacred territory. By anchoring focus in action, not result, they retain control of energy. Every task becomes meditation. Every effort becomes refinement of will. Detachment strengthens integrity. Those who chase outcomes often compromise values for advantage. The Stoic refuses this trade. They would rather lose rightly than win wrongly. Their peace comes from alignment, not acquisition. Detachment from outcome also refines emotion. Anger at failure, pride at success, fear of loss, all dissolve when viewed through impermanence. The Stoic sees fortune as weather again, neither ally nor enemy. By expecting neither permanence nor fairness, they stay balanced under all skies. To remain detached is to maintain clarity in chaos. When others panic, the Stoic remains grounded. They observe change without fear. Guiding through stillness, their mind becomes anchor and compass simultaneously. Detachment is the practice of letting go before losing. By releasing the need to control outcomes, The Stoic prevents despair when they shift. Freedom precedes change. They walk lightly through uncertainty because nothing external defines their peace. The Stoic's detachment creates paradoxical influence. Those indifferent to control often gain it. Composure attracts trust. Calmness commands respect. By not seeking dominance, the Stoic becomes unshakably dominant through example. Detachment aligns life with principle, not condition. Virtue replaces ambition as compass. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength, wrote Marcus Aurelius. The Stoic lives this truth daily. Detachment makes one immune to flattery, praise no longer intoxicates. The Stoic thanks politely, but anchors worth internally. Their identity rests in action consistent with philosophy, not reaction to opinion. Outcome detachment grants flexibility. The Stoic can pivot strategy without ego, because identity is not bound to plan. Adaptation replaces resistance. This mental fluidity ensures survival under any shift of fortune. Detachment deepens gratitude. Without demanding specific results, every improvement becomes blessing. Expectation collapses into appreciation. The Stoic thanks fortune for opportunity to act, not for guarantee of reward. To detach is to preserve momentum under uncertainty. While others pause in fear of failure, the Stoic continues, indifferent to praise or punishment. Action remains pure because it flows from conviction, not calculation. Detachment redefines control. True control is not mastery of circumstances, but mastery of response. By governing interpretation, the Stoic governs experience. Reality remains neutral. Interpretation gives it weight. Freedom from outcome leads to serenity. The Stoic no longer oscillates between hope and dread. They live in steady realism, prepared for all outcomes, dependent on none. This steadiness becomes a quiet form of invincibility. Detachment also restores joy. When effort itself becomes fulfillment, every act gains meaning. The Stoic's peace grows not from possession, but from participation in reason. Their happiness is process itself, untouched by fluctuation. The one who detaches becomes immovable. Praise cannot inflate them. Loss cannot break them. They move with precision, act with intention, and rest with peace. Detachment, as the final art of the Stoic, fuses control, clarity, and freedom into a single, unshakable state of being.